Good afternoon. After some morning showers and maybe a few lingering ones into the early afternoon hours here, we are going to see a brief lull in the rain before we see a renewed chance for showers as we get into the evening hours here. Current thinking is that in regards to rainfall totals, the areas northeast of the Capital District and the Lake George Saratoga region are going to see the lowest rainfall amounts, while Litchfield, Dutchess, and Ulster counties could see a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain by the end of the day today. We will see a renewed chance for showers ahead of a secondary low pressure system as a cold front passes through the region this evening. In regards to rain, again, we're going to see a slight increase in the chance for rain for the northern areas this evening, and maybe even a few rumbles of thunder and a few gusty winds as this system passes through. However, instability in the atmosphere does look to be rather limited, so it does not look like any thunderstorms we do get would be severe. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a critical risk of fire weather will extend across the southwest to southern plains today, given dry conditions and gusty winds. The critical risk will continue over parts of the Southern Rockies into the Southern High Plains for Monday and even into Tuesday morning. The red flag warnings are also in effect from parts of the Great Basin into the southwest to the Southern and Central High Plains. We also have a system that is producing rain and higher elevation snow over the Pacific Northwest and eastward into the Northern High Plains, also extending southward into parts of the Northern and Central California on Sunday. By Sunday evening, the rain and higher elevation snow will expand into parts of the Great Basin, while rain moves into parts of Southern California. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 105 at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 13 at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 61. In Boston, rain showers with a high near 55. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 54. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 63, while the normal low is 41. The record high of 89 was set back in 2009, while the record low of 23 was set back in 1919 and tied in 1965. Today's sunrise was at 5:58 a.m. The sun will set at 7:49 p.m. It's a total of 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 37 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking mostly cloudy with a chance for a few scattered showers this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, we are going to be turning to partly cloudy skies and drying out as our overnight lows drop down into the mid to low 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see rain showers this afternoon and mostly cloudy skies as our highs reach near the mid to upper 50s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly cloudy early on, then gradually clear as our overnight lows drop into the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly cloudy with a chance for some scattered showers, especially in the evening time as our highs reach near the mid to upper 50s. For the night tonight, we are going to see that chance for some scattered showers early on. We'll stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down to the low 30s and potentially a few spots into the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with a chance for the occasional scattered shower this afternoon as our highs reach into the low to mid 50s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and a few spots potentially into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see a chance of rain showers this afternoon and will stay mostly cloudy as our highs reach into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure pushes back into the region, delivering plenty of sunshine to the area. Highs look to reach near the mid to upper 50s. It'll be a little bit more windy, with wind gusts as high as around 30 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.